Good morning. It's C-SPAN with the weekly NanTan conference call. This week our guests are AP and Gecko from the West Coast, and they're going to talk about GrowRuck 04. A lot of stuff they're going to talk about today is also for, I know we have a bunch of GrowRuck events upcoming in the end of 17 and then beginning of 18. The idea is we're going to take the learnings from what this leadership team did and how to rally their troops up, and hopefully we can continue to improve on this GrowRuck process. So, without furthermore, AP, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Brother C-SPAN. I say this when I'm on this call each time I come on, and I notice that others often do the same, but it's truly, or really want to say thank you to everybody who's on the call who is doing the yeoman's work out in the regions. This is the stuff that it doesn't get a lot of credit. It's the thankless job, and I really do appreciate it. I'm going to talk for maybe 3 or 4 minutes and then hand it over to Gecko, who did the real work for GrowRuck. But I wanted to give a couple of things up front. So just to kind of give you guys the understanding of where we were coming from GrowRuck versus where you might come from if you want to do a GrowRuck, and how that how at the level of what we're doing across the nation, you can consider and think about things at the high level before you dive down into the details. So just as a reminder, I kind of have a dual role within F3, both doing comms for the nation and then also the NanTan currently in Puget Sound. Puget Sound's been around for about a year and a half. We started in March of 2016. So we're pretty new as a region. As a matter of fact, I think I owe C-SPAN a couple of details so we can actually go official on a region, but we've been operating as a region for a while. We were a leap, so appreciate everybody who contributed to the Give to Give as well. We had about 3 visits in 5 weeks. We were an experimental leap because we're so far away in Puget Sound. We ended up being more of a mustard seed, so we were on our own out here on the West Coast, and Gecko was one of the guys who really helped this thing grow. And then, so you can do this in your region as a leap, as a mustard seed, as a nomad. There's no reason that you can't do that. A reminder of what GrowRuck is: it's a combination of events. It's a usually it's a Friday night type of a happy hour type of thing. It's a leadership school, and then it's a GrowRuck challenge. We were event number 4. Each of these events that's being put on by both the Iron Project and F3. Are unique in some way, shape, or fashion. So while those events are the same, your region would have something different each time. So I just want to make sure that that's clear. And then lastly, about our region and what made it unique for us is the guy who is the lead cadre, he's been on this call before, for the GrowRuck event series at GoRuck is Cadre Daniel. And he is Linus in F3 Nation. And he's one of ours. He's a Puget Sound guy. We named him. Actually, I have the honor of having named him myself at the very first Puget Sound workout in March of 2016. So that made it unique for us because here we were having a cadre who we know very well, who works out with us all the time when he's around and available, not being a cadre. And so that made it a little bit unique for us. What also made it unique for us is I'm part of the F3 Nation team, as most of you know. And so I know Dread, NoBT, and Crotch Rocket extremely well. I've been working with them hand-in-hand for about 5 years or 6 years now. And I know Robert really well because Robert comes out here to the West Coast about 2 or 3 times a year. So that familiarity goes a long way. And so we had a little bit of a unique experience. And the last one before I start introducing Gecko, we operate a little differently out here on the West Coast. There's something we refer to as Seattle ice or nice. And so what that means is it's hard to get somebody to hard commit to something until pretty much the last minute. And people will tell you, hey, I'm in, but they won't really actually commit to the last second. So maybe these guys are a little nervous, and your experience might be different. So all that being said, I want to start to introduce Gecko. If you're in NanTan and you're on this call and you're thinking about doing one of these events, either it being a custom or a GrowRuck, which I would very much encourage you to do a GrowRuck, you're going to absolutely need to pick an event queue. It's the amount of detail in this event is too much for a NanTan to do on his own. And it also gives you an opportunity to test drive, in quotes, you know, someone in a really important leadership role, because this person is going to be exposed to the nation, is going to be exposed to a lot of logistics. And right now, like Echo is our current weasel shaker in Puget Sound. What he also has, and I've already, he and I have already had this conversation, and our leadership team in Puget Sound is, he's the next Nantan as well. So he's got a unique role in the sense that he's doing a lot of logistics stuff now, but he's also incredibly good at being charismatic and selling things. And so embarrass him a little bit. And he's also really fit, really strong. He's exactly what you want in your next Nantan. So come March, he's going to be our Nantan. So it's really a good opportunity for him to be exposed to the nation, to be exposed to a leadership role where he was out front. And it was a great opportunity for the PACs in our group to see him as the man. So if you're thinking about doing this, identify your guy who's the man and you know can do it. I knew he could do it. And then let him go. And it's exactly what we did. So with that, I want to hand it over to Gecko because the call was about an AAR. So that's sort of the high-level AAR. And so I want to let him talk about sort of the detail of AAR. So, Gecko, it's all yours, brother.
Thanks for the introduction, and now I feel like I have to live up to the hype. But you know what, I guess a couple bullet points out of the gates is I think the support that I got from Robert along the way on this entire thing was fantastic and really integral, and I think that that must continue. Other than that, what I was going to do is break down what events we had as our entire weekend and just a few of the call it pros and cons, but that's not the right term for it. But just to share a little bit of maybe a blueprint that could be replicated pretty easy. And so first thing that we did was on Thursday night, we did a barbecue at AP's house, and we had our local board plus spouses plus Dread, OBT, Robber, and that crew. And I'll just say that from my perspective out of the gates, that was something that was just a fantastic way to start this weekend of Grow Ruck. And first, it was really good to meet Dredd and OBT. And like AP said, I think all of us are out here very familiar with Robert just because he's worked out with us a good amount. But very good to meet the brass of F3. And really, I had as a positive on that night was there was no agenda. It was just bring a side item, bring a salad, we're going to have the barbecue going, very laid back. And I think the biggest positive that I would say from that night is with our spouses is it gave them some time to meet the other spouses, but also gave them some time to spend more time with AP, more time with Hollywood, more time with our local board. And, you know, as I was sitting here doing this AAR, I was thinking, I mean, my biggest takeaway out of the gates is we need to do that a lot more frequently than we currently have. So those are just a few things about that Thursday night. And I don't know if that's happened at the other Grow Ruck events, but I think it's a very cool component that AP added, so hats off to him. So I couldn't think of a single negative on that night at all, all very positive. The Friday event, so this was the day before Grow School, is we did a dinner, drinks, beers at a local restaurant. And a few things that I think worked really well on this is we had a great space in the restaurant that was private and really allowed for some solid second F and just a very natural interaction within our own packs as well as our packs getting to meet Dread, OBT, Robert, and Crotch Rockets. So that, in my opinion, went really well. The I guess the setup to it was we just had the packs pick up their own tab, and I guess more on that in a little bit, and we had it open to everybody. So and we got a decent number there. Very big on the second F that night. And with a lot of these people, we had a good number who had come to F3 as a result of the Art of Manliness podcast. And this was just a great way to get to meet them, have a beer with them, have some food with them, break bread with them, which might sound hokey, but it was really a good way to get to know some of these new guys that we had join our group. I guess the program, for lack of a better term, that night was Dredd and OBT, as well as Crotch Rocket and Robert taking the stage for a little bit. And I thought that things went over very well on that side of things. It was great to hear some of the F3 history, some of the vision of where we're going, what other people are doing across F3 Nation. And as I solicited some feedback from our PACs on this, something that people said multiple times, or multiple people said, was hearing from those guys and hearing, quote unquote, the State of the Union really was an uplifting thing to hear, because I guess it's the belief in something bigger than yourself, and knowing what is going on across F3 Nation outside of our little biosphere out here, people really liked that that feeling, and they liked what they walked away learning. Couple things I'd share as I used the word con earlier, just things for room for improvement is, and this was totally on me, our room minimum was not met on the cost side of things. So long story short, that just meant that we had to do a whole bunch of shots of whiskey to hit the minimum. So that's just maybe one for future use, maybe avoid something with a room minimum. And the bottom line on this one is that what multiple people shared with me, and I personally felt this as well, I think with everything that we had going on for that weekend, the Friday night seemed to be the one that I think most people, for the sake of their marriage, for the sake of being a good father, I think that seemed to be the event that they opted out of. And I don't think we cracked 30 people. For that, it was more mid-20s, and very much it was that people felt that they needed to be at home that night, just knowing that pretty much Saturday was gone, and then the first chunk of Sunday. So that was just something that a few people shared, and I definitely, when I came home on Friday night, I was like already starting to go into a apologetic mode with my wife, and then, of course, you're waking up early to go work out the next day. So that was just a couple of things around that night. And, you know, one thing that, and I didn't hear too much about this, but when you think about the big picture to this entire Grow Ruck weekend, you can start to add up some pretty significant costs to each individual. And so in this dinner, I mean, definitely had costs, and it had costs for dinner and beers, add up some of the other gear that maybe people had to get for the actual challenge, and pretty soon you start to have money being a big part of the equation. So that's just a quick AAR on the Friday night activity. So I guess any thoughts, comments, questions, or should I proceed?
Keep going, brother.
At the end, brother.
Yeah, keep going. Right. You're doing great.
Fantastic. So on to the next event, Saturday workout. And I guess out of the gates, here's what I thought was awesome is it's always great, in my opinion, to see new people queue. And I guess new people to us in this case was Crotch Rocket, Dredd, and OBT, as well as Roberts. So that was fantastic. It was open to all packs, and we actually had our biggest total at 46 people at the workout that beat our previous high by, I mean, like 18 people. So people were fired up for it, and they were excited to get out and work out with those guys and hear some of the leadership lessons that workout had, mostly from Dredd and OBP. So the workout had a really good teamwork and partner-type components to it. I mean, piggyback carries, wheelbarrows, that sort of thing. And so it wasn't just every man on their own. It was very much people working together. And at the same time, and I think possibly because it was just such a big group for us, the thing just felt like a party. So the atmosphere was fantastic for it. And I think that it was just the energy of having some FNGs out there, the energy of having this big group, the energy from having the brass in town from F3. And then we had some really good leadership tidbits and what I would say, call it quotable things that Dredd and OBT shared throughout that really reinforce what we're trying to do and trying to grow out here in the Puget Sound. So, I mean, the workout, that's why everybody comes to F3. This was a fantastic workout on that side of things. One thing that, I solicited feedback from some people, and I actually came away with some pretty good ideas, is one person said, you know, if this is about leadership, maybe we do something in this workout with somebody who has never cued and just have them lead one exercise. And I thought, you know, that's a good one, and we could build a message of leadership is going to be getting outside of your comfort zone. Let's have somebody cue something for the first time. And so I thought that would be an interesting little addition, and then you could debrief that and really hope people walk away with this thought and feeling of getting outside your comfort zone is fantastic. When you're green, you're growing. When you're ripe, you're dying on the vine. And I thought that'd be just a nice takeaway to have. And then another thing that a couple people mentioned was it'd be great if we had some of our packs throughout that workout share their own F3 story or their, call it their why behind F3. And I guess one thing I failed to mention about the Friday night dinner that I thought Dredd did an amazing job on is he went around the room and, I mean, one, the guy remembered everybody's F3 name, which was really damn impressive. And then he was asking people about what's their why. And it's what's their why in life, what's their why in working out. And I just think if we were to carry that forward into that Saturday workout, I think we'd get some real good mileage out of it. So that was the AAR on the workout. For Grow School, I guess a few things that came to mind and I heard from multiple people on is we pretty much had a 20-minute, 30-minute gap from the time our workout ended, and we went right into Grow School. And so we held it very close to where we worked out, which that was actually not the original plan. The original plan was going to be for people to get in their cars and drive like 5-10 minutes. I think that would have been a total disaster. So I would highly recommend that you hold it very close to the AO. We had breakfast burritos shipped in that gave us some good fuel for later that night. And I think I heard very positive feedback on having food shipped in. The actual Grow School, I think, was very interactive. And it wasn't one of these things where you were just sitting in a chair listening to someone lecture you. It was, let's stand up and do this exercise. Let's stand up and as a team go do this, this, this. Let's work on our communication. And I think that kept the energy going in a real good way. And then we also had multiple speakers. So it wasn't as if you even had the opportunity to get tired of hearing from somebody. Another thing that I think came away from this is some verbiage from Grow School has really stuck. And it's just some of those quotable moments and things that people said throughout really resonated with people. And I think that, to me, says that wasn't just something where people came and listened and tuned it out. It's they actually were engaged. They took away some real good content that stuck in their brain. Opened all packs, and we had a very good number. I think we maintained or still were about 40-ish for that. And I think that was fantastic. A few things that on the feedback side here, maybe improvements or possible additions, is I think it'd be good to have the local group involved more in the Grow School side of things. And so as an example, Robert got up and shared his personal story around accountability, and it was amazing. And people were just really dialed in. And I thought a nice ad might be if we had one of our local guys get up and share their own personal story about accountability. And so it just maybe something to make it a little bit more real, a little bit more local, if that makes sense. Another thing that I think would be, I guess, powerful would be weaving in some more components that were directly from Freed to Lead, just because in our group, we've had a good number of people read that and enjoy it, and I think if we had some more content and some more just information from the book woven in, I think that it would be very solid. So I guess those are just a couple of things. I think the biggest one that I would highlight is just, would there be a way to get more of our packs to participate, to share their stories? How could we tee them up so that they would be prepared? And obviously, we'd have to give them some training or say, this is exactly what we're looking for from you for this component. But I just thought that would be a nice touch, and a few people mentioned that as well. On to the challenge, and first thing out of the gates, Cadre Danny is the man. I feel like all of us have a great relationship with that guy just because he's beyond solid on just about any way you look at him. A huge positive that really I think I heard from multiple people on is that with the quitter cash, we pooled all of that, and I think just about everybody threw their quitter cash in on it, and we were able to have that be a donation to Operation Enduring Warrior, which is very important to Danny and something he invests a lot of his time and energy in. So, again, Cadre Danny was awesome. On other things, I mean, this challenge event is, it's the ultimate teamwork type of a thing, and it's something that I think you just can't say enough about what that will do to a team. And I think it's first and second F galore is what I wrote down in my notes. The ability to apply leadership principles that you learned earlier that day was definitely something that was it fit. It was a great setup in that regard. And let me think other things here. You know, and Robert said this will continue for six more months, and I believe it. But the war stories that we all have as a result of a challenge, we are telling each other and still yucking it up on a daily basis about. So that I think goes a long way in really locking somebody into the group. It's that common shared experience. Let's see. Other things that I think we've seen as some positives from the challenge is we've got other people already signed up to do future GORUCK events. So this is going to be a big igniter for us on the CSOUTH front. Let's see. One thing that, and I guess AP had a great hand in leading this and I think did an awesome job, is we had prep workouts for the challenge that were some rucking, some just we need additional conditioning, we know this thing's on the horizon. And so, again, first and second F, whenever you're doing a ruck, you much easier have the ability to talk with somebody. And so that second F component of rucking is something that stood out to me from the actual event, as well as the prep workouts leading up to it. And so as an example, one of the things AP started was 5+5 at 5, where 5 a.m. on a Tuesday, what we would do is ruck 5 miles and then run 5 miles. And it was great first and second F, just flat out. Working with GORUCK, and I guess Robert as the go-between, was a good thing. We were able to have GORUCK give us a couple of scholarships, which was nice, and we had some other members of our group step up and say, I want to sponsor somebody in this event. I want them to be a part of it. I'm willing to pay for it, which I thought was really good. A couple things of improvement, and I guess the fence sitter call, to me, I love the thought of it. I'm just not sure how we leverage it more effectively or just how we drive people to get on that call. And so as an example, just a couple nights ago, I was on a fence sitter call for the Tennessee crew, And I mean, the headcount is, it's just hard to drive headcount to that. And I think that it would be very good in getting people off the fence. It's a hard one for some reason to get people to. We struggled getting people on that call. I almost felt some level of comfort seeing that Tennessee did as well. So the bottom line to it is a big, massive EH that I had underestimated. And it's, like AP mentioned, it just takes a lot of work to get someone to say, I'm doing this, I'm registered, I'm paid. And I'm not sure if that's just a big fear around the event. Can I do it? Do I have what it takes? And so that's just one thing that stood out to me. Let's see. One thing that, and I guess a couple people mentioned this, in our challenge, we broke down into three different squads, which was, I mean, like anything in life, had a pro and a con. Our squads, we got really good teamwork with. We got a great great environment with that group and a great rapport during the event. But as an example, I don't think I saw AP until the end of the event, and that he gave me a fist knock and we said, hey, we just did this thing. It's over. So that was one thing that I think maybe do some switch up the squads, mix it up. But again, that would have a pro and a con to it as well. So just throwing that one out there. The AARs that we did throughout the event were very solid, and I think that, in my opinion, we should have done more of them. And so as an example, we had one of the, I guess at the time, he was our platoon commander, and he had probably the most intense mission that he had to communicate to everybody in the squad leaders. And it was taking a while just due to the complexity. And the cadre started to actually say, you're taking on casualties, boom, boom, boom. Those three guys are dead. You got to get moving. And we had members of the PACs kind of chirping at this guy. And there was some emotion to it. It was very, very real world feel. In terms of, as someone who's never been in combat, I can understand that when the bullets are flying, the emotion gets ratcheted up. And just something along those lines, I think a bigger debrief or AAR would have gone a long way. In strength of our group, we actually talked about that, I guess, just via Facebook groups after the fact. But some more just AARs throughout, I think, would have been a very good thing. So those are the events of the weekend and just some feedback from our PACs as well as myself. So back to UAP.
So, hey, this is C-SPAN, and I just want to compliment you. That was outstanding. So thank you for that summary. It sounds like a great event, and it also sounds like we can tell your passion and your voice as you're describing it. This was this is your baby, and you made it work. And it, we're proud of you and proud of your leadership in making it all happen. So,
I was happy to do it, and I was happy to do it out of the gates. And looking back on it, even more happy. So,
outstanding work. Just a really, really impressive event. We're actually kind of up on our time. We probably have time for one question, and I'll see if anybody has a quick one that they can ask. Let's open it up. And Gecko, I'm sorry. Whenever I say we have time for a quick question, nobody asks a question. So
that's life. I got it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's transition. Gecko, the way we normally close out these calls is we ask if what we can pray for you specifically for. So, what is the one thing that we can pray for you for?
Wow. You know, my mom's best friend is probably on her. Oh boy, last two or three days of living, and at this point in time, it's for things to go quick and as painless as possible. So that would be fantastic.
Yeah, amen on that, brother. And I guess that's what we can all ask for as we get to the end, and it's comfortable. Amen on that. And what's her name?
Her name is Donna.
Donna. Okay. All right, and I'm going to tell you, we got a bunch of phone and text prayer requests this week, so I'm just going to go through them. We got a bunch of guys that are impacted by this storm, and just them and their families. we got a bunch of people that are running BRR that probably are going to listen to this call later, but they couldn't call in, and so we just want to pray for the all of the F3 guys, all the FIAs, all the just everybody that's supporting those groups and then their families at home. Keep everybody safe this week. Got a prayer for Cheech and his family, a prayer for Dipstick and his family. Both those families are dealing with loss of those two men, and just they were both high-impact men. They created a void when they left, and just continue to pray for those families as they transition. I also got a prayer that in Fort Mill we have a group of a dozen guys. Well, there's actually 13 guys who have done F3 that are on a mission trip going to Columbia, South America, and they're stuck at the Miami airport right now.
All
right. And so we pray for them. Yep. I got you. So somebody can put me on mute, and then I'll open it up if there's any other prayer requests.
This is Brickyard in Indianapolis. I mentioned my dad's condition, and we now have a kind of impending convergence. My daughter's actually getting remarried tomorrow, and my dad's health has increased in failure over the last week. And add layers to it, they were inseparable, my daughter and my dad. So that relationship's very strong, and he's at this point, it does not look like he will be able to make the wedding tomorrow. So just a lot of difficult emotional relational situations, and the good news is I am going to put in a request for F3 Nation to put his picture next to the definition of high impact man, because there's absolutely no regrets. There's nothing about my dad that's not everything we all want to be, including his relationship with Jesus. So the short term is very difficult. The most important, eternal, is all good. But just peace for everybody through this process, and just cannot believe the timing of the wedding and his health failing. He is dying of a brain tumor that's very aggressive, and they took it out twice, and he said, "I'm done. We're not going to do it anymore." So thank you.
Yeah, what's his name?
Don Miller.
Don Miller.
Or if you were in his presence for 3 minutes, you'd be calling him Uncle Don. That's what everyone on the planet calls him. So his F3 Amen, name brother. Would be Uncle Don.
Got it. Got it, brother. We're praying for you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? And I believe Bagger Vance is going to take us out. Again, Gecko, just thank you. AP, thank you guys for sharing. Sounds like a wonderful, wonderful event. Just thank you for sharing, especially for the upcoming events going on in Tennessee and Ohio. I know those guys are listening today. Just appreciate you sharing all your wisdom with us. Bagger Vance, you ready to take us out?
Roger that. If y'all will bow your heads if you can, or if you're driving, just focus. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for the fact that your mercies are new every day. And God, we just know that there's pain and there's sorrow and there's hurt in this sinful, fallen world that we live in. But God, we're thankful for the guys like C-SPAN and Gecko, AP, Dread, OBT, Robert, and all the other men that are of high impact, that are impacting lives specifically and and tangentially through F3. And God, we pray for the victims of the Harvey and potentially of Irma, Lord, that you would bless them and draw them to you. Lord, we pray for Donna, Gecko's mother's friend. We pray for Uncle Don. We pray for the men and women in the BRR, those of us that are doing the 9/11 Go Ruck this weekend and the upcoming events. Lord, we pray that you would draw Cheech and Dipstick's family to you, Lord, that they would feel your comfort and your peace, peace that passes all understanding. And God, thank you for these men and this time together. And Lord, forgive me for forgetting the other requests and thoughts that are there. And Lord, we lift up those that are unspoken. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great rest of your weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. And y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye.